Today is June 5th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. New industry is in prospect. Prospects for an industry to employ 500 or 600 men and furnish the largest single development of what is now waste material in the lumbering industry of the Northwest are contained in a factory now being built at 28th Street and Railroad Avenue by the Arquitite Products Company. The company is said to have the financial backing of the Polson Logging Company and the Eureka Cedar Lumber and Shingle Company. Processes used by the company are the investigation of H.C. Arquette and look to the creation of a fireproof building material out of sawdust and other sawmill waste, it is understood. Mr. Arquette would not discuss the nature of his work yesterday, while other officers of the company were equally communicative. The company holds three blocks of land along the railroads of the three transcontinental lines entering Hoquiam and directly opposite the port terminal area. The first unit will be built within the block from 28th to 29th Streets and from Railroad to Bay Avenue. Should the company's progress warrant expansion through the other two blocks, it will cover an area of approximately 250 to 1,500 feet. The first factory unit floor has been largely completed and with a roadway built directly into the Eureka Mill property. It is being rapidly supplied with lumber and other material necessary for construction. Rising in an unsettled area, surrounded with brush and with discussion evaded by officers, the factory is mysterious almost to the point of the romantic. In other news, Cosmopolis cannot refuse license to sell soft drinks. Judge Ben Sheeks in Superior Court in Montesano today made it permanent the injunction secured by C.H. Belias, George Barulovich, and Pete Menaki, and Tom Pinmas, restraining the City Council of Cosmopolis from having them arrested and imprisoned for running soft drink parlors without licenses. Following the adoption of the City Council, March 22, 1923, of a blanket ordinance providing for licensing soft drink parlors, the plaintiffs claim to have been made proper application for licenses and to have been refused. This they claim through their attorney, A. Emerson Cross, and John D. Earhart, to be a violation of their rights under the Constitution of the United States. The city claimed through its attorneys, J. E. Stewart and F. L. Morgan, that the council was within its right under the police powers of refusing licenses because the plaintiffs sold moonshine and maintained undesirable places. Judge Sheeks ruled that the council exceeds its right in preventing citizens from selling goods the sale of which is legitimate, and that licenses must be granted. He stated that the sale of moonshine is a criminal matter, and as such, must be brought before the court on a criminal charge. In other news, logger instantly killed at camp. Charlie Patterson, employee of the Polson Logging Company's Camp No. 12, was instantly killed when a sapling fell on him yesterday while he was engaged at his work as a hook tender. The yarder line broke. Friends were unable to find any information among his effects at the camp regarding relatives. He was 55 years of age. The body is at the Pinnock Undertaking Establishment. And finally, Hoquiam defeats McCleary 9. While Hoquiam was beating the league doormats, McCleary 10-2, on the Cosmopolis Field Sunday, upset on the other league diamonds tightening up the league races when the Knights of Columbus suffered an 11-4 defeat by the Smoke Shop within one game of the league-leading Knights and sent Cosmopolis from second to a tie for fourth place. Hoquiam collected 10 hits, 2 bases on balls, and profited by McCleary errors in running up their score, though Fish for McCleary set a league strikeout record by fanning 18 men. Gibke, with a home run, and Sutherland, with a double and a single, led the hitters. Callahan, pitcher for Elma, struck out 17 Cosmopolis players and allowed but 2 hits, while Hanglin, for the Smoke Shop, set the leaders down with 5 safe singles. This game went 10 innings, the Smokes breaking up the 3-3 tie with 8 runs in the 10th off Gleason, while the Knights countered with 1 in their half. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on June 5, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a Hot Pepper Red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our Red Car Raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.